San Francisco. The Trump administration has announced plans to charge companies $100,000 per year for each H-1B visa. The move has sparked alarm across the U.S. technology sector and prompted major firms to urge foreign workers to stay in the country or return immediately. The H-1B visa program, which allows U.S. employers to hire skilled foreign workers in specialized fields, is heavily used by technology and banking giants to fill critical talent gaps. India and China account for the vast majority of visa recipients, with India representing 71% of approvals last year. Following the announcement, Microsoft, JP Morgan Chase, and Amazon advised employees holding H-1B visas to avoid international travel and, if abroad, to return before midnight Saturday when the new fee structure is expected to take effect, according to internal communications reviewed by Reuters. H-1B visa holders who are currently in the U.S. should remain in the U.S. and avoid international travel until the government issues clear travel guidance. Read one advisory from law firm Ogletree Deakins, which handles immigration matters for JP Morgan. Since taking office in January, President Trump has sought to restrict various forms of immigration, arguing they undercut opportunities for American workers. The H-1B fee hike represents the administration's most aggressive effort yet to reshape temporary employment visas. If you're going to train somebody, you're going to train one of the recent graduates from one of the great universities across our land, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick said. Critics of the program contend that it enables companies to suppress wages and disadvantage U.S. workers, while supporters argue it is vital for maintaining America's competitive edge and innovation. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, himself a former H-1B holder, defended the program, saying it provides essential talent that U.S. universities alone cannot supply. Analysts caution that higher visa costs could drive firms to shift high-value work overseas, weakening America's position in the global technology race. Quote, the administration has not clarified how the new fees will be administered. Under current rules, companies pay only a few thousand dollars in processing costs for an H-1B application. Critics argue that the $100,000 charge may exceed the government's legal authority. The H-1B program currently offers 65,000 visas annually, with an additional 20,000 allocated for applicants holding advanced degrees. Nearly all fees are borne by employers, with visas valid for 3 to 6 years.